Skills Practice 5. Exercise 3, page 121. 1. In the office.
How was your annual review? Did it go well?
Not really. I wasn't expecting so much negative feedback. My supervisor seemed to focus entirely on my mistakes. Okay, he did mention the Plymouth project that went well, but he spent most of the time telling me what I needed to do better. Then he gave me some links for a few courses that he said should improve my performance.
That sounds more like constructive criticism to me. I think you're focusing far too much on the negatives.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I really have to try and have a more positive attitude. I suppose the online courses will help me.
Two. In the park.
Did you see that? He just threw that litter on the ground, even though there's a bin right in front of him.
It's awful, isn't it? It makes my blood boil when I see something like that. Tell you what, why don't we go and pick up the litter, run after him, and give it him back? We can tell him we saw him drop something and we thought it might be valuable. Then see what he says. That'll teach him a lesson.
No, no, leave it. Conflict gets me down.
It doesn't need to get that far. We'll just keep a cool head, hand him back the litter, and walk off. At the very least, it'll make him think twice next time.
3. At the gym.
So, how are you doing with your fitness goals? Were you planning on doing a half marathon?
I'm doing okay. I'm up to 10K in my running. The only problem is that I don't seem to be getting any better now. Every time I try to run more than 10K, I get exhausted. And I don't want to push myself too far in case I get an injury. It's like I've hit a wall. I feel like I've reached my peak performance. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Age has nothing to do with it. Sounds like you're getting bored. It happens. What you have to do is liven up your workout. Try some high-intensity training or even swimming. Anything that'll use a different group of muscles. It'll perk you up and maybe you'll get that fire back. Change your goal too. Don't aim for the half marathon, go for the full 42.
4. On holiday. So, why did you choose a holiday like this?
I wanted to do something outside of my comfort zone. I've been on beach holidays, city breaks and the like, and yeah, they calm you down and give you a bit of a break, but I wanted to be able to go back home and say I did something more exhilarating this time. Hence, scuba diving.
Like most of us in this group, I suppose. There are only a few divers here who have done it before. If you really want a tail to take back home, why don't you go cage diving? You get to see sharks up close and personal.
I think I'll leave that for another holiday. I'd jump out of my skin if a shark got close to me.
5. A walk in the countryside.
How much farther do we have to go?
It's not about the distance. It's about the experience. Enjoy the fresh air in your lungs and the slight tiredness in your legs.
Are you telling me that we don't have a destination? That we're just walking around aimlessly?
Look, we'll stop when we find somewhere nice along the way, and I'll get out the sandwiches I made.
Sandwiches? I seem to remember that you promised a walk and some good food. I took that to mean a restaurant, not a picnic.
6. Film night.
Right. I know you've seen it before, but please, do not spoil it for me. I've been waiting months to see it.
I hope you won't be disappointed. I know I was. I mean, the reviews were good, but I think they must have seen a different film from the one I saw.
Stop it. Do not ruin it for me. You do this every time we watch a film.
Don't get so cross. What did I say? It's only a film. Next time I speak, I'd better say spoiler alert first.
7. In the workplace.
Thank you all for coming along today. Now, today's training is going to focus on conflict resolution. When most people hear conflict resolution, they usually say that they don't need it, that they get along with everyone, and that there are no major disagreements. It often looks like there are no issues on the surface, but they're there, and they can break through and cause terrible problems for businesses.
We've been training staff in how to resolve their own conflicts for over 10 years to make sure that these kind of problems are dealt with before management have to get involved. So we're here to give you the tools to hopefully avoid conflict, but when it does occur, to be able to resolve it agreeably for everyone involved.
Eight, in the cafe.
So how's Jack these days? He's got a new job, hasn't he? I heard it pays very well indeed.
Yeah, he started just last month, but I'm not sure if it's going to help him.
How do you mean? You sound a bit apprehensive.
Look, he'd been unhappy in the IT job for ages now, but it got him out and about all the time, going to people's houses and sorting out their problems. Now he's got a desk job. He's running the operation for the local area. But being responsible for so many staff members might be a bit much for him.
I think you're underestimating him. This could be the chance for Jack to really flourish.
Nine, in the garden.
So, how do you feel now that you've retired? Are you missing the daily commute and the 9 to 5 yet?
I am missing the office a bit. Not so much the work, but the people. We weren't like other offices. We all had a good time together. I was very content there for many years. Now, the journey to and from work, well, that's another matter. I much prefer doing the gardening and sitting out in the sun.
So travelling to work is a lot more tranquil now, just from the kitchen to the garden and back again.
Definitely.
10. At university.
Is it true you're taking a year out, Tracy?
Yeah, it is. I've been in full-time education since I was 5. I just feel that I need some time to myself for a change. You know, to find myself. And then I can decide on what I want to do after I get my degree. I'm thinking of travelling to India and maybe helping out on a conservation scheme.
Wow, that sounds quite glamorous. I'd be petrified to do all that on my own. Maybe I'm just too conventional.
Nonsense. I'm sure you'd do fine.